Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Terrorists struck a deadly blow in the heart of Moscow, Russia's capital. Two female homicide bombers blew themselves up on the subway system during the busy morning rush hour on March 29th, killing some 40 people and wounding more than 100. The first explosion took place at the Lubyanka station in central Moscow. The station is underneath the building that houses the main offices of the Federal Security Service. A second explosion hit the Park Kultury station about 45 minutes later. The bomber was wearing a belt packed with plastic explosive and set it off as the train's doors opened, according to Russian officials. President Barack Obama extended his deepest condolences to the people of Russia after the deadly terrorist attack. The American people, he said, stand united with the people of Russia in opposition to violent extremism and heinous terrorist attacks that demonstrate such disregard for human life, and we condemn these outrageous acts. Foreign ministers of the G8, meeting in Ottawa, Canada, also denounced the terrorist attacks and said they would continue to collaborate to thwart and constrain terrorists and to work for a world that is safe for all, based on the principles of democracy and respect for the rule of law and for human rights. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said the brutal assault on innocent civilians is another reminder that terrorism is a threat to people everywhere and must be met with unwavering resolve. The United States, she said, stands with the Russian people today and every day in solidarity against violent extremism in all its forms.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.